I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Cher and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed. I'm one of your hosts, Justin Porter.
And I'm the other host, Andy Ballock. Welcome.
As always, please follow us on all of the socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Cher and Retweet.
Correct. And we also have a massive announcement to make. I'm going to make it right now.
Oh my God. This was not rehearsed.
Sit down. Strap in.
Caught off guard.
Here we go. We're going to be giving away 2 double passes to see Cher live in concert in Melbourne. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
Yes, that's right.
It's quite huge. All you need to do is follow us on the socials. We'll be giving you instructions on the socials on how to enter. But a clue is listen to this episode.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what Annie said. I have nothing else to add to that.
Which is strange.
Nailed it. Well, that's, that's strange.
That's strange.
Please also rate and review us on Apple's podcast app or wherever else you listen to your podcasts from, and tell your friends.
Tell all your friends.
Pass it on.
That'd be nice.
Share the love.
Now we're going to dive in straight away because it has been, we've taken a week off.
We've taken a week off because we had a Cher trivia night that we were running.
Yes.
So last week was a classics episode, but we have 2 weeks worth of tweets to dissect.
Yeah. Oh, and it is a dissection as well. This feels like an autopsy, if anything else.
It really does.
I'm going to jump
in. This is Roswell Area 51 autopsy right now.
Yep.
Time of death. 7:45 p.m.
I've gone too early. No, I'm good. I'm going to survive this entire episode.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's see how that goes. I can't wait. Popcorn in mouth. Just watching the show.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
So the first tweet that I would love to discuss, Justin, is from the 23rd of the 9th, September 23rd.
Thank you.
Good.
I got it.
The tweet is all in capitals. So it's a political tweet.
I know without even reading it, it's political.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also angry political.
Yeah, because
the double exclamation emoji. She's fired up.
She's hit the ground running.
Yeah, she is. It's blast off to the moon right now.
Yeah.
This is Apollo 13 Cher right now.
I would love to know what is the thing that triggers her. What has she seen and gone, that's it. It's Twitter time.
Also, what is the time? What's the delta? The time difference between source information and Twitter. Twitter,
I feel like
writing.
It is. I mean, you can't measure it in anything other than mbops.
Enhancing mbops.
That's
the new time metric. That's universal.
Mbop.
Mbop.
Yeah, that's it.
It's approximately 5 mbops.
I wouldn't even say that, because an mbop is a moment. It's less than a moment. It's a fraction of a moment.
Let's move on. Read the tweet.
All right.
Read the tweet.
The tweet is, all in caps, "I'm sick of old Republican misogynists treating women like deranged escapees from the 50s. ! You're old white men who want to pat our heads and say, be good girls. ! Those days are over and so are you. ! We're colorful LGBT. We want our bodies back. We want equal pay. We demand respect."
Whoa.
And I should point out curiously, no ! at the end.
Well, she made her point.
Mm. Oh, boy, did
Rampage complete.
Boy, did she make her point. And what I found, like, I'm quite left-leaning. I totally agree with all of this.
Yes.
This speaks to my heart.
Yeah. However, there are a lot of people that chimed in.
Yeah. And
who
what,
do not agree.
What I don't, this is, when I was reading this, I was like, this is not, Cher is very political on Twitter.
Yes.
That is not a surprise.
This is not surprising in any way.
No, we all know that Cher is left-leaning. We all know that she's very vocal when it comes to politics. We all know that she doesn't like Donald Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that when there's capitals, it's political. Yeah, that's how political she is.
Yeah, this is not, she's never hidden any of the, there's no surprises here.
No.
Whatsoever.
But this seems to be a shock to some people.
For so many people.
There are so many, and we're going to go through some of them, because yeah, that's most of the replies that we have gathered are hating on Cher. Yeah. It's fascinating.
It is the first Cher tweet I've come across where people are trolling her.
Yeah, big time. Big time trolling. That's one of the things that I noticed first off with this tweet, is so many people were just enraged.
And I don't understand why this has triggered people
all of a sudden.
And there is a back catalog of Cher political tweets. We've spoken about many of them on this podcast.
Yeah. It's fascinating. So let's jump in. Mm. We have first up author Joseph J. Madden. Thank you for putting author in your name.
You're welcome.
"I'm sick of Hollywood, quote, celebrities giving their opinions on political events and not making good on their promises to flee the country after Trump's win, and also sharing their anger all in caps, !" And this is all in caps.
This is all in caps.
It's all in caps. He's just as fired up as Cher is.
There's so much. The two things that you need to unpack here. One, this is all in caps. And two, I find it fascinating that people are screeching into the void that is Twitter. "Hi, I have an opinion. My opinion is other people shouldn't have opinions."
That seems to be a recurring theme here.
Yeah, it angers it. I'm actually upset about this.
I'm upset on behalf of Cher.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not Cher. Typically, I'm not Cher. Although sometimes I am not one of those people that stands up and rah, 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 really vocalizes about a political agenda or a political anything.
Yeah.
Really.
You're a pacifist.
But I have very strong beliefs. I've never felt comfortable really speaking vocally about it, going to rallies. It's just not my thing. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I nap a lot. That's my excuse.
Yeah, same.
I'm very tired. Nobody told me that about being an adult. Just how tired I would be all the time. Yeah, how are you? Busy and tired.
Yeah, they also don't tell you that all of the rallies that are important are at 8 a.m.
So early.
Well, I don't want to do that.
And 8 a.m., just for our listeners, is the 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yes. Yes. I don't think anyone...
Well, that
was wondering.
Well, that was a shock to me, Justin.
Ah, yes.
Time is meaningless.
All right. So next person we have, Saint April of the Knife. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Her handle is Hyacinth Girl.
Okay.
I just want to go back to Saint April of the Knife, though.
Saint
April of the Knife.
I don't remember that saint.
I don't either. I'm not Catholic. And I haven't studied too many saints.
But I have seen Danny Boyle's Millions, and I don't remember this saint being a part of it.
I've seen Sister Act.
Which is essentially
all you education. Need to know. That's all the Catholic information you really need.
I've seen Sister Act. I know two things about the Catholic Church. One, singing, and two, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, and three, no Saint April of the Knife.
None. Not anywhere to be seen.
No. And what is she seen of?
The
because
knife.
I don't I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Saint April of the knife?
Yeah, that's not.
She's a saint of the knives? The knives?
Well,
or just
no.
one knife?
Is it just, is there one knife and she's gone, oh, I'm going to be in charge of that one.
I'm the saint of that.
I'm the saint of that.
That knife right there. Is it all knives?
No.
What type of knife is
it? No, it's just that one.
Is it a scalpel?
No, it's to.
Is she a surgeon?
It's to fillet a fish.
Hmm.
I am the saint of a fillet of fish knife.
Is it a Japanese blade?
It'd have to be.
All right. Let's move on. So St. April of the Knife says, you left the caps key on again, Grandma. Whoa!
Wait, yeah. She's angry.
Like,
and just...
Why do you have to go to calling her Grandma?
I mean, she's 72. She's a grandma.
Yeah, she is a grandma.
Yeah. Cool.
Literally.
You got facts. You got facts in your sick burn, St. April.
St. April.
A make-believe saint.
You're not even a real saint.
My favorite response to this is from Kruhertz.
Kruhertz. Kruhertz.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. I got it.
Who responded with, well, fuck me, my old trout. I'd like to be on the same pay grade as you. Musically, I can sing just as you. All the notes, not necessarily in the right order or key. My other opinions are as yours. Fuck them all, bar one. Me. There's a lot to unpack here.
Okay, I just want to focus on one sentence real quick.
I feel like the sentence that you're going to focus on is, musically, I can sing just as you, all the notes, not necessarily in the right order or key.
That's the one, Andy. That's the one.
Yeah, that is the exact
musically,
sentence.
Musically, I can sing just as you, all the notes... Not necessarily in the right order or key. So you can scream sounds is what you can do. You can scream sounds.
I mean, but musically.
Yeah, musically.
Musically, a goat is on the... anything that makes sound.
Yeah, my old DVD player that doesn't work anymore that just makes that... sound when you put when it tries to load a disc.
Oh yeah, the my broadband internet from 98.
Yeah,
musically can
my 56k dial-up modem.
Yes.
Musically is the same as Cher.
I've got a dishwasher that is a bit funky.
When I step in my tub in certain areas, it makes musically the same sounds that yeah. Cher's making.
During a storm, my grandfather's house musically makes the same sort of sounds as Cher.
When I pop a cap in yo ass, musically that makes the same sounds.
Just not in the right order or the same notes.
Bang, 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 bang. But, you know, those are the notes. Those are the notes.
It just like
Kruhertz.
It's
idiot.
Literally just not in the same order or in the same key. Unfortunately, that is, they're the two key things that you need.
That's singing.
Yeah.
Those are the two
what you've
base
described
principles of singing.
Talking.
Yeah.
I can talk like you can talk.
I also love, well, fuck me, my old trout. That's how this person starts off the tweet.
I feel like that's how this person enters a room. Any party walks in, well, fuck me, my old trout.
I'm aghast. Let's move on. So next is Margot, who just says, I'm a Republican and I don't think that way? Question mark. Great. But then what I love about this is Preston at Preston Holla snaps back and says, so it's almost like ... the tweet ... isn't about you. Crazy how everything isn't about you, huh? Oh, damn. Oh, Preston. Slap, 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 slap.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
Musically, it's the same.
Musically, it's the same. Wow. Preston laying it down.
Wow.
Take that, Margot.
Why is this? This tweet has caused such an eruption.
Oh, you know what? It's just emotions are high. Everyone's
it's
had a big week.
It's been a big week.
Cher's off continent.
She's got a thorn in her side. She needs to vent.
Cher, it's a new Cher tweet.
Okay, so let's jump into something a little less infuriating for everyone.
This is great.
We've got a tweet here from 14th of September. Mm-hmm. So she says, awoke to beautiful New Zealand sunrise, sun emoji. Mm-hmm. Took us 21 hours to get here. Don't ask. Love all the old buildings here and love the beautiful palm trees. P.S. People were sweet to me. Clap emoji. Guess what I bought at duty free? P.S. Watched couple talking. He was hanging over seat. I said, he really loves you. Oh, that's so cute.
This is absolutely adorable.
All that I'm thinking is, if I were the woman and was just talking to my husband on a plane, and then all of a sudden Cher leans over into my face and says, he really loves you.
I'd shit myself.
I would evacuate all of my facilities. I don't think I could help. Involuntarily, of course. I wouldn't do it on purpose.
You're just having a nice chat. Did you watch the season finale of Good Place?
I did, yeah.
No, I really liked it. I'm looking forward to New Zealand, actually. Oh.
Hey, could you get me some wet wipes from the...
He really loves you.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is too much. That's intense. Does Cher realize she can kill people? Does she know? She's like the Grim Reaper. You can't. She's so amazing that, like, if you just had Cher come up to you, you would die. Yeah. You would just die.
I love that Cher does not know really who she is sometimes. She's just like us, Justin.
I mean, she just wants to be a normal person.
Yeah.
But she's Cher.
Just a heads up. He really loves you.
Hey. So let's get to some of the responses, because those are pretty much the greatest thing ever.
So Lisa M, Purple Love Heart, hashtag ShareCrew, has responded with, Cher is Polly with you. I haven't seen any photos from New Zealand. That's why I ask. A lot of emojis. Oh, Polly, where are you, dear?
Yeah, I think we're all asking that question, Lisa.
Where's Polly?
Where is Polly?
Where bloody is Polly?
Does Polly go on all the trips with Cher?
I would.
I mean, I would too. Yes.
What else have you got going on?
Well, she has a family. Yeah. She has... Meh, you're right. I heard it as soon as I said it. It's...
I mean, sure. Yeah, I've got a family and I've got a
family
mortgage.
Family in one hand or travel the world with Cher in another hand.
It's tough.
It's really difficult.
I was going to make nachos for dinner on Thursday.
I wasn't going to make anything on Friday.
Oh, I got a dentist appointment next week.
I'll just cancel all of it.
What do we got? David's supposed to play golf and I was going to pick up the kids. I suppose I got to reorganize that.
Bye! That's how I imagine that going. Great.
Just swans out the door. She's got to go back. She's ready to go.
Polly's always ready to go. I wonder if Cher is just like, don't bring anything. We'll get it all there. Don't worry about it. It's on me.
No, I feel like they still pack and they still like bring their like
travel t-shirts. They pack because Cher actually talked about packing.
This is true.
Apparently Polly's very good at packing and Cher doesn't like it and is terrible at it.
Cher doesn't like that Polly's good at it or Cher doesn't like packing?
Probably both. Probably both, if I'm honest.
It's the one thing Polly can do that I can't.
Oh, I'm going to kill you, Polly.
No, don't.
I love Gray Williams has replied, P.S. Mile High Club thanks to you. What? What does that mean?
What I really, really want it to be, and I might be drawing my own conclusions here, but I really, really want it to be the same guy from the post, from the actual tweet that was with the woman, and Cher leans and goes, P.S. he really loves you, and then later he's like, well, Cher, you just got me into the Mile High Club, and he's tweeting back, because Cher has that power.
We should contact Gray right now. Kind of. Well, I'm he also it. Then follows up with Kiwi Bird. Look, two words, Kiwi Bird.
It could be a nickname. It could be an adorable nickname.
Or, we'll never know.
Or he could have had an aneurysm.
He's stroking out. Gray, you were in our hearts.
We'll miss you.
You and Helen enjoy the beyond. She's
one in the sky and one in the water.
Your match made it literally in heaven. That's what he means when he's saying Mile High Club. He's died in the air. I am a ghost that haunts the airwaves now.
My wife murdered me.
Thanks, Cher.
Thanks a lot, Cher.
My wife decided that I was so good no one else should have me and killed me using a tray table.
Murder in the air! Where's the air marshal? We've got a murder!
Unless Gary Gray Williams was the air marshal. The plot thickens.
I don't think when you're an air marshal, you can travel with your wife.
Well, are you an air marshal?
I might be.
You're not, Justin.
Bang, 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 bang. There's this next response that I just really love. It tickles me.
Yeah.
Jack Fierley at gmail.com. That is literally his Twitter name. His Twitter name is his email address.
Yep.
It's his email address.
I just saw that.
Everyone knows how to contact him now. He either did not understand how the registration forms wanted him to fill out data, or he just wants everyone to have his email.
I mean,
so it's public domain now.
I love your gumption.
Yeah. JackFierley@gmail.com.
Yeah.
At JackFierley GMA1.
Bless your cotton flavored socks.
So, JackFierley@gmail.com
yep.
says, that's funny. My understanding was that Australian men don't treat their women very nice. Probably wrong information, but the fact that you are the amazing Cher probably gets you a little extra credit. All my love for all the joy you brought to people these many years.
Wow.
Okay, Jack. What news articles are you reading?
Yeah, we're fine. I'm fine, aren't I?
I don't think Australian men are any more abusive than...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
American men?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're just as abusive.
This does feel like a personal attack.
It does. Also, she's not in Australia.
Which is great because Susan at Touchy Good has responded, she's in New Zealand. Google it. Near to, but not Australia.
I love that she has said, Google it.
Google it.
Like, hey, dumbass. Even if you think I'm wrong, Google it.
Google right? it.
It's near, but it's not Australia.
Yeah.
Do people actually think New Zealand is Australia?
Yeah. Yeah. Justin, they do.
That's heartbreaking.
Thank you. It is.
That is absolutely the saddest thing.
It is fascinating. Having been to Europe and to England and to America, yes, I have been asked a bunch load of questions that, and you prepare because you're like, oh, people don't really know about Australia over there. This is going to be fine. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But you think, oh, no, people know.
Well, surely people know that the country of New Zealand is not the country of Australia.
Not all people.
How? What do they say? What are the questions that you get?
So they think that Australia and New Zealand are the same as like Tasmania and Australia. Tasmania is a part of Australia. They think New Zealand is a part of Australia, not that it's a different country.
Oh my God, that hurts.
Because their theory is Hawaii is so far away and that's part of America. New Zealand and Australia
but
have the
Hawaii
same thing
is
going
a
on.
State name. Do they just not, they just don't know geography. That's all it is. They just don't understand country names versus.
Yeah.
It's like genus and species.
It's different. They're different things.
All right, Mr. Peabody. I did have like a lot of fun teaching people in, especially when I was living in London and when I was living in the States, teaching them about how almost every animal in Australia is deadly.
Yeah, that's fun to learn when you arrive. That's super fun to learn on the fly.
Yeah, all of those.
That's one of my favorite things to have learned after moving here.
For 5 years.
Everything is more deadly.
Mm.
Literally every animal.
Yeah, but you get used to it.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to
it. Do you? You were born here. You've never known anything else.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That doesn't help me. I lived in LA for 12 years, which is, there's no wildlife because it's just a parking lot.
Yeah.
There's nothing dangerous except people. People are the dangerous animal.
Yeah, see? At least our insects don't have guns.
Touché. Moving on.
Share, it's a new share tweet.
So this is one of my personal favorite ones of the last 2 weeks. Cher has tweeted, I'm only one woman.
Clearly supposed to say woman.
But
it doesn't. You're right.
So,
as Andy very quickly pointed out, it doesn't.
That's not what it says, Justin.
It's not at all.
And obviously I'm going to forgive Cher because she has dyslexia, or dyclexia as I want to call it. I'm only one woman. This one really appealed to me because the wonderful Adam Rippon was one of the
who
first.
Who you love.
I adore Adam Rippon.
I know. You love him. Cannot get over it. Will not shut up.
He's amazing. He's really funny. And he's an Olympic ice skater. And he's beautiful. And I want to marry him. And he's dating a wonderful man who he met on Tinder. And is just really open about that.
Oh, that's adorable.
I know.
I love that.
So I'm only one woman. And Adam Rippon has replied, I feel you.
Yeah. If yep. anyone would, it's Adam. Well done, Adam.
I just want to be best friends with him.
Yeah.
Is it?
I know. I know, Andy.
I mean, you're great. But
yeah. Thank you.
But when was the last time you won an award for ice skating?
Yesterday.
What?
Yesterday. I won the Justin Porter Interscholastic Ice Skating Championship.
Did you say medal. Interscholastic?
Yes, I did. Because I skate between the scholasts.
Describe a scholast to me. Go on.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
The well-documented and known scholast.
Oh, scholast. Now when
and I skate between them.
Oh, that's
interscholastically. We got to turn to something a little serious and creepy, because Hans Giza...
Oh, yeah.
At Hans Giza has also replied to I'm only one woman.
Yep. And this reply is
horrifying.
There's a lot of capitals here. My darling Cher has the divine, beautiful body from a goddess of beauty. I would like to kissing and touching the silky, smooth, wonderful skin from my lovely sweetness Cher with her holy dream body.
Oh, my God.
This sounds like a tweet written by Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a threat letter.
It puts the lotion on skin, or else it gets the Hans again.
It gets the Hans.
It gets the Hans again.
Hans here.
There is...
Just wondering if you put on that lotion. I've got more if you're out.
Hans here.
Hans again. Just wondering why you haven't left the house. I've been waiting outside. Where you been?
Hans again. I've run a bath of milk. Would you like to get in it?
It's silky smooth. My cat keeps drinking it. I tell him to go outside. But you think he wants to be here when you arrive.
I say no, that Cher's milk bath. Tickles?
Tickles, get out of here.
Tickles, no.
You've gotten your own milk, Tickles.
Why do you think I made a little pile of milk for you?
Tickles, you're a scamp.
Oh my God.
Hans here.
I'd like to check in for my flight. I know I'm early, but Tickles woke me up and I couldn't get back to sleep.
I'm 3 days early for my flight.
I'll wait here.
Stairs.
Just stares like indirectly into the wall behind.
I'm waiting.
Hans, you're a creeper.
Follow the follower.
So our follower this week is Lynn 0829.
Yes, that is the name.
And the Twitter handle.
The handle is Lynn 08291.
Ah, yes. It had to be something different, didn't it?
It did.
I mean, she's very similar to just giving up her email like the other one did.
One of those is her PIN.
I'll give you a hint. It's not the 5 number one. Oh, Lynn, I hope nobody steals your credit card. So, Lynn, I adore Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn is beautiful. And Lynn is new to Twitter.
Very new. Very new.
It seems.
As of this year, new.
Yeah.
She joined in January. One of the first things, it seems like this month is when she's really started to get active.
Yeah. This is the first, since September, she started tweeting. There are no tweets from her before September.
One of her first was, I'm not really sure how this Twitter works. That's fine, Lynn. There are a bunch of people who don't know. You're in good hands.
It's fine. We're all here.
I'm not really sure how this Twitter works. I only joined so I could read what the idiot tweeted. I assume that's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I have no idea if anyone can see this, but if you have any old band instruments laying around collecting dust, there's a young teacher in NOLA who needs them. I'll pay to send them.
Oh, Lynn.
You've stolen my heart.
So gorgeous. I don't know how this works, but I need some band instruments sent over to a teacher.
Well, this is the beauty is that she doesn't need the band instruments. She's like, I know a guy who needs band instruments.
And she'll pay to send them.
I've got Twitter. I've got a spare dime.
Let me see how many old instruments I can rustle up for you.
From memory, Cher sent 100 desks. I'm sure I can get some.
I'm sure I can get 3 instruments at least.
Yeah, well, how much would it cost to FedEx a tuba?
I mean, I don't know. But I'm sure I can do it.
I can figure it out. I'm Lynn.
I'm Lynn. I'm Lenny Baby.
I'm Lenny Baby.
It's adorable. It's so cute.
I think my favorite of hers is one that she sent to @RichardGear66. I live in Northeast PA. What books on Buddhism would you recommend? Not many resources here. Thank you.
Yes. Now, let's make something really clear here.
Yep.
This is not the real Richard Gere.
It is not.
She thinks that she is tweeted at actual Richard Gere, the actor.
Mm.
This is some fan account for Richard Gere.
Yeah.
That even says in the description
fan account.
That it's not Richard Gere.
Yeah.
It's not verified. But again, Lynn doesn't know how this works.
I'm Lenny, baby.
I'll figure it out. I'm sure I can find some books on Buddhism. From some of these scamps.
What I like is that she's gone, God, I wish I hadn't had a book on Buddhism. Oh, who is the world's most famous Buddhist besides the Dalai Lama?
Gere. Richard Gere. Richie Gere.
Old
Richie Gere.
Oh, Gere face. I'll just ask Richard.
Yeah, I'll just hit him up on Twitter.
And I love that she says thank you. She's polite. There's nothing I don't adore about Lynn.
No, everything that I see from Lynn is adorable. So the next thing that I really loved is @TheEllenShow.
Yep.
She says, I listen carefully during your entire show. You don't like the way Portia de Rossi smells when she comes back from the barn. Laugh, cry emoji. It's my favorite smell in the world.
Now, I have 2 questions.
Yeah.
Question.
I have a lot of questions.
Question the first.
Yep.
Is it that she loves the smell of barns? Or question the second, that she loves the way Portia de Rossi smells when she comes back from a barn.
Honestly, Andy, I read it the second way when I first read this. That's how I read it.
Yeah.
I was very concerned. I was very concerned, a little appalled.
Yeah, until
slightly worried.
And then until you think, nah, this is Lenny Baby. This isn't
This is Lenny Baby.
This isn't Hans.
No.
This isn't Creeper Hans.
This is Lenny, baby.
Yeah, she's fine.
She just likes the smell of the farm.
She likes the smell of coming back from the barn. Like, she loves the lingering smell of barn.
Of, like, hay and, like, yeah, animals and
wood barn.
Outdoors.
Doors. Yeah, the smell of doors.
I said outdoors, not doors.
Doors, too. All doors.
I go around sniffing doors.
I do.
Why?
I'm Lenny, baby. She's adorable. She also has this post on September 15th that says, I love my son for many reasons. The fact that he loves animals and treats them so well makes him an extraordinary human.
Oh.
Heart. And then it has a picture of her son, what I assume is her son, with a cat. I assume she didn't just post a picture of some random child.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, that's not how Lenny Baby works.
No, Lenny's authentic. Lenny Baby's the real deal. Why we're making gun fingers as we do that.
Bang, bang.
Lenny Baby. Bang, 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 bang.
Lenny Baby is the gangster of Cher's Twitter feed at the moment.
Yeah, she's great.
So Ellen tweeted out on the 19th, I love making Mary's dream come true. Tell me who you'd love to perform with. To which Lenny Baby has responded.
Lenny Baby!
Has responded with what has become a theme of this week's podcast. I can't sing, but being a backup singer has been my lifelong dream.
Yes. Oh my God. Lenny Baby.
Here's what I like about Lenny Baby. She understands the difference between being able to sing and being able to screech notes into the ether without key diction, yeah, or any semblance of seriousness.
Yeah, or just saying, hey, you know what? I know I have enough self-reflectivity to realize that I'm not Cher. I'm not a lead vocalist. I would love to do background vocals, though.
But I can't sing, which sucks. But I would love to do that,
like,
one day.
But my goal, I'm keeping at least my goal realistic.
Yeah, backup.
Yeah,
that's solid backup.
I don't want to have Mariah's life.
No, I don't want to be Nicole Scherzinger.
No.
I want to be one of the other pussycat dolls.
I want to be one of the girls in the back.
I want to be the redhead.
Who's not actually singing, but kind of dancing.
Yeah. She's doing the bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
She's phoning it in.
Very little camera time.
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, she could have been out at the DMV for most of those film clips.
She was actually very late.
That's why she doesn't get enough screen time.
She's not in any of it.
Yeah.
There's one shot of her, like, you know, in like a little tube.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you really see of her.
Well, she's a bad driver, so she had to spend a lot of time paying bills at the DMV.
Paying bills? What do you think happens at a DMV? All right.
Don't you pay?
You're not a good driver. We're going to need you to pay all these bills. Here's a water bill. Here's an electricity bill.
Here's one for the internet.
This is Helen's bill. Can you pay that?
If you could sort out her taxes, she's not paid taxes in years.
She also hasn't paid her accountant. If you can pay that bill, that'd be great.
Many say that the sea claimed her.
Hey, George.
Yeah?
You got any bills? We got a bad driver over here. Ooh, we're going to get to take care of all of them. She's a bad driver, but... She's really good at bills. She should have seen the way she paid for this new license.
I mean, she's making some sweet bank from those pussycat doll clips.
Yeah. And she's not even in them, George. She's barely in them.
She spends most of the mornings here filling out forms.
Paying bills. I think we're in the wrong line of business, Helen. Helen, you could be a pussycat doll. You got curves. Get out there, Helen.
That's all it is. You got curves and gumption. Get out there.
You're feisty, Helen.
I've seen you make nachos.
Yeah.
You're a renegade.
You get angry. You're an angry nacho maker.
Thanks for paying all our bills, though, Annabelle.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it's better than being at the studio and being shamed by everyone.
They put me in a tube.
They put me in a tube. I couldn't breathe. They didn't even put any holes in. It was more like a canister.
No wonder I spend all my time at the DMV.
Well, I don't think I have much brain cells left. Because I've been suffocated, basically.
You guys are my friends now.
Are we best friends?
Sure, I'll pay the rest of your bills. You got a mortgage I can take care of.
I love paying mortgages.
Do you have any money, Annabelle?
No. What's money? I'm sure I can get some.
I'm a pussycat doll.
I'm a pussycat doll. I'm not a real doll, though. I'm a person.
All right, Annabelle.
Just to be clear, I'm not a real doll. For Helen, I'm not a real doll.
Hey, everyone. I just want to make sure everyone understands.
I'm not an actual doll. I know some of you might have thought it because I came in here telling everyone I was a pussycat doll. I got another announcement. I'm not a cat.
My pussycat doll, it's not related to cats or being an actual doll.
I feel like I've lied to you all. I'm so sorry.
I feel like a horrible person. I'll pay all of your bills.
Do you have any more bills I can pay?
I'll take care of all of them. It's my penance. For being a liar.
Oh my god.
I feel like I've led you all astray. I owe you all a huge apology.
I'm so sorry. It's just all this amount of time I've spent in an airless tube. It's really...
Don't stay too long in a holeless tube. In a canister.
It's not good.
No.
It's not good.
It's like being in a coffin. It might have been a coffin. I might have been in a coffin. Oh, yeah, I was buried alive. I forgot about that.
She's not even part of the pussycat dolls.
She's just buried alive. Oh yeah, that's what happened. I was listening to pussycat dolls when I was buried alive.
Oh, Annabelle, you've made our day better. I wanna finish off with one last tweet from Linny Baby.
Yeah,
if that's okay,
please.
So. One of the ways we found Linny is she replied on one of Cher's tweets from this past week. It's not one of the tweets we covered. It's soon heartbreak emoji, music, microphone emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And Lynn says, "Not soon enough. I'm 61. I look like your grandmother." Heart emoji. Which is just...
Linny baby.
Linny baby.
Keep it going strong.
Yeah, keep it going. You have only up to go.
If Annabelle can survive being buried alive,
you can certainly survive Twitter.
We love you. That is it for the week.
That's it.
Oh my stars.
Goodness gracious. That was a ride.
Now, I hope you've been listening, because if you check out our social media on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, we'll be letting you know how you can win possibly one of two double passes to see Cher live in concert in her Melbourne shows. It'll be something from this episode.
Yeah, that's right. And please rate and review us on Apple's podcast app,
mm-hmm.
or wherever you get your podcasts from, be it Kijimo or otherwise, and tell your friends. Please. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Share it. That's all from us. I've been one of your hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock.
I've been the other one of your hosts, Justin Porter. Good night.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.